How many did you have on the USS Nevada before the attack?
Well, we had 1,900.
And of the 1,900, how many casualties?
65 fatalities and 267 went to hospital.
When this bombing is going on, there's chaos?
No chaos. Everyone knows what the hell they were supposed to do and where they were supposed to go.
And everybody did that?
You're damn right they did.
Yelling and screaming?
No yelling and screaming. None whatsoever.
So it was great training that these men had.
Train, 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 train. And all of a sudden you need it.
And you have nothing but praise for those men.
Oh, hell yes, all of them. Not only my ship, all the other ships are the same way. They all trained good, all of them. Now, we had very few officers on board. Wasn't any of our senior officers on board. They're all short.
Why were they on shore?
Liberty. Yeah. When we came in Saturday, they all went ashore. And a lot of the chief petty officers did. A lot of the families were out there. In those days, the families would come out on the passenger ships.
Of the officers of your ship that had gone on shore, did they all survive?
They survived.
They all survived.
Mm-hmm.
So then they started obviously coming back.
Oh, yeah. They come back, report back.
Immediately.
The commanding officer reported in. And the executive officer, and the gunnery officer, and the chief engineer.
What were you doing then as you went back to the ship? It was grounded.
They were trying to get the water pumped out and trying to get the fires put out. They were going to have to patch the torpedo hole. We worked diligently on a huge, big patch. The shipyard did, too. And chipping a lot of rock and things out from underneath the ship. We worked on all kinds of things, but most of it just cleaning up and pumping out the water. The engine rooms and fire rooms all had to be cleared of water and the oil and what have you. And then the engines all had to be cleaned because we were going to use those engines to bring us back to the States. We also took the ammunition off the ship that was left there on board. Heavy ammunition, 14-inch. Not very much, 5-inch was left on board. That was all fired.
You think you downed any planes from the fire?
Oh, yeah. We got 6 planes accounted for from the Nevada.
When the planes were coming in, did you know they were Japanese planes immediately?
Immediately.
Because
the minute I stepped on the deck, I knew they were Japs.
And they were quite low.
Hell yes. You could see the pilot when he pulled away from strafing us and dropping his torpedoes. Oh, yeah, that was well known. Of course, we all knew that the Japanese were going to be hitting us. We didn't know where.
We didn't think
it was Pearl Harbor. Oh, hell yes. We knew that months in advance. When we lay there in San Pedro on Long Beach, watched shipload after shipload of scrap metal go to Japan. All of us said, there goes another load of ammunition for us. We'll get it. And we got it.
Well, then on December 7th, 1941, if they knew that Japan was eventually going to strike, why was the Navy not in high alert?
That's out of my pay grade. We all knew what the hell was going on.
Well, weren't you wondering?
Well, sure you were wondering. But you have a job to do, and you do your job.
Right.
What are you going to wonder to? Well, who are you going to tell to?
But it wasn't on everybody's mind that today the Japanese could attack. I mean, you just didn't think that way, I guess.
Well, sure. We had no concrete evidence that they were going to shoot us. In fact, none of us ever gave it a thought. Anybody gave it a thought they were going to come at Pearl Harbor. Nobody.
You could have picked other places that you thought you might have been attacked.
Well, hell, look at Guam, the Philippines, all those places, Midway, Wake Island, all those places were subject. Sure.
This was the lowest on the list, Pearl Harbor.
Sure as hell was. And nobody can ever tell me that our intelligence people didn't know that there was a fleet at sea from the Japanese. With 6 damn carriers and cruisers and destroyers that disappeared. We had patrol planes out of Hawaii, but they didn't patrol to the north. They patrolled to the south and the east and the west, but they didn't go to the north.
Where the fleet was.
Where their fleet was. That's where they came in, the north.
And I guess you might wonder, well, why weren't they patrolling the north?
Well, because that wasn't their day to patrol the north. We had destroyers out there. We had destroyers all over Hawaii. And one of them, two of them, you can pick up submarines. Hell, they had 17 submarines out there, in addition to their aircraft.
Well, as your men look back even months later, and even as you discuss it today, does it anger you?
No, it didn't anger us. That was our job to do.
But if it had gone to the North...
No doubt about it. You can read about it. All kinds of reports. You don't need Bob Norman's reports on it. But anyway, we were geared to go to war. It's stupid to go to war with all your damn ships in one pile in Pearl Harbor. 250 combatant ships there. That don't make any sense, does it? No. Not any.